Well, it's Pākehā, kia ora, and an exciting launch has been planned for this coming Friday, 7 o'clock, with the live stream broadcast of Mālinga Mai e te Iwi Taumata Kōrero panel on vaccination. And today we're kindly joined by Rōpata Diamond, who is the chair of the Waitangi Committee, Waitangi Cultural Society. And Rōpata says the purpose of the initiative to encourage and motivate our whānau of te Taitokoro to be vaccinated against COVID-19. And especially now with the latest variant of Delta, these messages simply says, yet profound, and a passionate plea from kapa to kapa, whānau to whānau. The panel is getting underway on Friday, this coming Friday at 7 p.m. and includes Drs. Rauri Taonui, also Kiri Tamihere Waititi, Mataroria Linden. And asking the questions will be the māngai from each of the four kapahaka representing Te Taitokoro Te Matatini next year as well. It's going to be hosted by Urukuwai Tipene Allen, the live stream host. So that's what our kaupapa is, and it's really nice to have Rōpata Diamond join us for a kōrero today. E hoa, tēnā koe, nau mahala mai.
Tēnā koe, o tira, tēnā rākou te katoe, whakarongo maina.
Rōpata, good to see you utilising the platforms available to you to advance the sharing of messages. Be fair to say that despite their best intentions, the government haven't been able to join the dots in many Māori communities, and much of that's been left up to us. And that's okay, because we can handle that. It's kōrero I te whānau, ne? And in ways that we communicate with ourselves. So tell us more about using this vehicle to share kōrero, please.
Absolutely. I think e kare tele mihi atuana kia koe, o tira kia koe te katoa. I think we're the champions in our own regions. Eh? We know our people, and we have that reach. And in this instance, we're using kapahaka as that vehicle. The influence of kapahaka to our whānau, hapu, iwi, right through our taitokero. The opportunity, I think, for us to have such an event, to hold such an event online and utilise the social media platforms that are readily available to us, the power of social media and technology to enhance and get the message out there has been huge, and we've seen it happen already. So we're merely just following suit. But for us here in Te Taitokero, in particular, the Waitangi Cultural Committee, it is an opportunity for us to ask these questions on behalf of our kapahaka, on behalf of our whānau here in Te Taitokero. What does kapahaka look like in the future and in the midst of COVID?
I'm thinking that because it's our kapahaka is almost like a snapshot of current affairs of the day. And if you look back at the compositions, the haka that are performed each and every year, Rōpata, it serves us as a great memory board of the serious issues of our days and of our times. In that sense, kapa has been a wonderful record and therefore a taonga for us as we look back on the generations there.
Absolutely. The compositions of haka and waiata, mōtiatia, right throughout the motu. From history right through to today, teaches us about these things and allows us to share our voice, allows us to share our opinions on these kaupapa. And, you know, and they're huge but important kaupapa that have impact on us, that affect us one way or another as Māori. And so merely kapahaka is merely that vehicle to portray that message and to share our opinions and to get our message across through the platforms. Some can be very political messages. Some can be very easy and calming messages. In this instance, for our kaupapa, this coming Friday, is a message is a campaign, really, to share. One is to share the information around and educate our people around vaccinations through a kapahaka lens. And two, for our kapahaka leaders to be able to ask the questions of our medical and academic experts that are joining us, our own whanaunga from Te Taitokero, might I add, that are joining us on Friday night.
How wide do you think the spread is of people who love kapa into our Māori communities? Because we're needing catalysts, aren't we, Ropa, to share kōrero. And when we look at our tamariki involved in kapakarōpū, and we look at our pakeke likewise, each of them have many points of contact, many influences outside of the kapahaka kaupapa. And so are we seeing the utilisation of this taonga, kapahaka, being also utilised this time around as a very, or an invaluable messenger to our wider Māori community?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have the reach, we also have the influence through our kapa. And this is not the first time that it's been done. You know, I think COVID-related, it's not the first time it's been done, but also other kaupapa. We've had the Tale Morrison kaupapa around the Smear Your Mea, and the messages portrayed through kapahaka and getting kapa involved with that. The influence and the reach is huge, and so we want to just take that opportunity while opportunity knocks, to be able to get the messaging out to our people and to engage with our people, our whānau throughout the Te Tokerau, with this obviously focus on kapahaka. But you're right, it's kapahaka is there from our ore across all reanga, our babies, right through to our kaumātua. June this year saw us celebrate Te Whare Tapere o Wai Mirirangi. And it was a kaupapa for our babies, right through to our kaumātua, who came together to perform. We had a wānanga, then we had a performance, day full of performances, and then on the Sunday we had a formal evening to be able to just take that trip down memory lane and acknowledge all our loved ones that have had huge influence, our composers, our choreographers, our kaikuki, the works, to acknowledge them and to acknowledge those who we still have with us today. Who have helped drive and build and maintain kapahaka in Te Tai Tokerau. So it definitely has a huge reach. I am mindful that decisions to hold off or cancel or postpone kapahaka have been hard and difficult decisions for committee to make. The recent cancellation of Te Mana Kuratahi tells us that it was a very difficult decision for the committee mata to make, but a necessary one in the current wave of COVID. So we're going to see more of that. But what does this new normal of living with COVID look like, in particular COVID Delta, in the kapahaka world?
Well, it's going to be very challenging for us. We've already seen multiple delays with Matatini as well. Just reflecting on the talent before asking about where you think we should be going with that. The Marangamaitiwi Tamata Kōrero, as mentioned, is on at 7 o'clock this coming Friday. You're all welcome to attend on the Waitangi Cultural Committee page. Rawari Taonui, Kiri Tamiere Waitete. Well, you know Rawari is a bit of a modeller of COVID and the like. Matarorea Linden, I'm sure, is on the board of the new Emerging Māori Health Authority. And he's proudly from the North. Kitty Tamahere Waititi as well. She's a child psychologist, Kitty. And, of course, is married to Rawari. And John's daughter, Orukawai Tipene Allen, is the host. Pretty high-powered lineup of kai kōrero. And it'll be an interesting hui, no doubt. Oropata, just finally, what are you thinking about where we're at with Matatini? Of course, it was go, it was a maybe, there were various scenarios put up, but, I mean, the COVID thing has really thrown a spanner in the works, hasn't it, mate? So what would you like to see happen with Te Matatini? Do you think it's time to recalibrate, or should we push forward with our plans?
COVID, most definitely. COVID has definitely had a huge impact on kapahaka as a whole. And we know for a lot of our kaihaka that wānanga, whakaharatau, kapahaka practices in its entirety have become a safe haven for a lot of our kaihaka, not just in Te Tai Tukere, but right throughout the motu. And we've seen competitions, we've seen nahau, we've seen festivals all being postponed or cancelled due to COVID. But, you know, it's all for the betterment of the health and well-being of our people. I understand that Te Matatini, the decision that has been made, that we're aware of at present, is that a decision will come out on the 29th of October as to whether to postpone Te Matatini or not, depending upon the alert levels. And so what I can say is that I understand that Te Matatini have met again since, and as chair, I'm just waiting for those updates. So I won't comment any further other than it'll be great to have Kapahaka, it'll be great to have a Te Matatini, but to weigh up the health and well-being of our people versus a kaupapa of getting us all together to then potentially spread the virus and make our people māwiwi. I think we all know the option we'll take. So kia haumaru te tangata, kia haumaru te noho o tātou ngai Māori.
Yeah, boy, good catching up with you, Rōpato. I look forward to the live cross available to all this coming Friday at 7 o'clock. And Rōpato Diamond with us there from the north and the Kapahaka scene. Thanks for sharing some kōrero today, Rōpato. Tēnā koe.
Ka pai, tēnā koe tō katoa.
Ngā mihi nui kia koe.